This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Well, like I said, I was in Japan over the last couple weeks, so a lot of thoughts that I haven't been able to share here just because I feel like I could probably do 2 hours on that experience, and some of it would be really boring because it's just stuff like, oh, I had the bath where I stuck my feet in the water and the fish come and eat the dead skin off your feet. I did that. I could talk about that stuff. But I won't bore you with just personal experiences like that. At some point I will, but not right now. I just have a couple minutes here because we, again, have another very full hour here. We got Old Roy and we got Ethan coming in at the end of this hour to talk apropos about some things that are happening, what God is doing on campuses here in the St. Louis area. There's a lot of activity. It's great. And it's stuff that you would never get reported. So I'm sure that that'll be fun, and I'm looking forward to hearing about it too. So before that, though, one of the things that I've realized that the best example I can give, so, you know, we had Good Friday that we're just passed, and then this is Easter weekend. And this is an example I gave a while back that I was like, I don't know where that came from. Maybe it was a God thing. Is that Good Friday is where Jesus died, of course, and he sacrificed himself for our sins. Easter is where Jesus came back from the dead to defeat death on our behalf so that we can also defeat death with him by just belief. And the difference between those two things, I said once, and I got a lot of reaction, was if you were trespassing on somebody's property and you fell in a well and you were trapped in that well and you were going to die, and somebody came along and said, you know what? I see that you're trapped in the well. You're forgiven for trespassing. I'm not going to call the cops on you. You're forgiven. That would be like Good Friday. If somebody came along and saved you out of the well, that's Easter. And I think that's the best I can do, the best example I can give between what happened to us on Good Friday with his death and with his resurrection, what happened to us because of it. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. This is a very, very short segment because we do have a full hour ahead, so stick around. This is Wiggins America.
Talk Radio. Wiggins America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Wiggins, Mexico was too hot, and Wiggins, Canada was too cold. Wiggins, America, just right.
Old Roy, I brought this story up a couple weeks ago with Trisha, but you weren't in the room. And I know that you have thoughts about this, so I wanted to bring it back up,
okay,
relitigate this problem, mm-hmm, if it's a problem at all. Madonna had been sick last year. And this is the random stuff that I see because I have to search so much random news, that Madonna had been in the hospital, but nobody was really concerned because her publicist said, don't worry about this. She's got a recovery. She has a bacterial infection. So it is serious, but she'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to cancel some tour dates and stuff. Okay, that was a blip on the radar that I completely forgot about. But apparently she's back in concert now and touring again. So at a recent show, Madonna on stage thanked a friend for saving her life while performing at the Barclays Center in New York City. And so they're piecing together some things here because she said different things at different shows. But she revealed that she was put into a medically induced coma after being hospitalized last summer. So it was apparently a little more serious than they had let on. And then Madonna knew, she says, that God was there when she was hospitalized in the ICU with a serious bacterial infection last summer. It says the Material Girl singer recalled the near-death experience at her sold-out Los Angeles show, so a different show, on a couple Mondays ago. She told fans that her first word coming out of an induced coma after 4 days was no. Like, they brought her out, and she just goes, no. And she revealed, and she's not doing an interview here, so yeah. I would love, like, to see somebody actually talk to her about this. But she says on stage, I'm pretty sure that God was saying to me, do you want to come? You want to come up with me? And she pops out of the thing and says, no. Like, she wasn't ready. I don't think she was saying no to God, but no to, like, I'm not ready to die.
Right.
The article then goes on to talk about how she had to reschedule a bunch of dates and how she had all these hit singles. And I'm like, that's kind of interesting right there. I want to hear more about the Madonna near-death experience where she says she was talking to God. What do you think about this from Madonna? Does radar go off like, oh, I don't believe this? Like, we've talked about this extensively because I've done a TV show that you were kind of involved with on the back end about near-death experiences.
Yeah.
We've talked about it a lot. How does this strike you?
It's very interesting because my first reaction would be, well, what's her angle? You know, is she trying to, you know, create a new image? It would be ridiculous for her at this stage in her life to rebrand herself. So on that level, it sounds like I'm with you. Like, okay, wait a minute now. Hold on. This is probably the last person morally that you would expect to have a positive near-death spiritual experience. I think it's funny that they would just gloss right over that.
I know.
I agree with you. That seems like something that's really should be looked into more.
Like, somebody get Madonna on a podcast and just explore what this was, because I'm with you. My first reaction usually with celebrity stuff, especially people who are on tour or they're promoting a book or they're promoting a movie or something, is a lot of times they're trying to get publicity for the thing that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But she's at a point now, she's selling out shows. What does she really need? Although she is in that vein, like, she absolutely is a publicity person.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know that you're going to fake being in a medically induced coma for 4 days for the publicity. You might use it, but I everything in me says, don't judge this until you know more.
Well, why even bring it up? I mean, the medically induced coma thing, okay, but why bring up the God was there?
I don't know.
Especially from her. I mean, everybody can be redeemed, but it doesn't seem like it was a planned PR thing.
No, and it's not getting the attention that if she was trying to get attention that it would get. And I, you know, everything in me is really wanting to put aside the skepticism and be like, you know what? I mean, that's the thing about God. He's no respecter of persons. He doesn't care whether you've achieved great things or not.
Right.
Like, this is God. He cares about you because you're his, you know, you're his creation.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you've done in your life, he's not too small to, like, save you from some, you know, she's been involved in some stuff that you go, well, that's not godly, you know, pretty clearly. And she was involved with Jewish mysticism for a long time.
I remember that,
Because it called Kabbalah?
Yeah, Kabbalah.
And
like a numerology.
Yeah, and she's been involved in a lot of stuff that makes you go, well, that's not like a typical salvation story, but you have no idea what her life is like. And usually what I find is when people are searching like that, to me, that's interesting. And Jim Carrey's another one of those random people who, when you hear about them talk about God, man, as a Christian, I'm like, you know, the theology, and even if it's not even a Western religion, you know, even if it's an Eastern religion that people are looking into, it's when people are searching that, that to me is when I go, oh, I'm interested, because that means you're really looking.
Yeah.
And part of what God says is knock and the door will be opened. Like, if you're looking, you will find me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that looks like for every individual. It's very, very different, of course. So it just makes me wonder what's happened in Madonna's life in the last however many years, or if that was an incident in and of itself that has now done something to her.
Maybe you should get her on the show. Program.
Well, I mean, you know that I love the topic because I have interviewed literally, and I said this to Trisha a couple weeks ago too, I've interviewed hundreds of people who've had near-death experiences.
And I sat in on one of them with you in Utah. You
that's right.
That?
Oh, yeah, you did. Angie. And I think she actually, when I was the producer of the Dave Glover Show, we had her on.
Really?
Yeah. She has a very, very interesting story. I won't get into it here, but I'm just, of the hundreds of people that I've talked to, you know, I have found some fraudsters. I've found some fakes. I've found some kooks. And there's a difference between a kook and a fraudster.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. A person who's trying to trick people is not the same as a person who has tricked themselves.
No.
Fair enough. There are both of those.
Yeah.
And it's, but it's hard to determine. So it's like you have to spend time talking to them and kind of get to know them a little bit, which is a long process.
Yeah.
Before I would ever put them on TV. And even after I'd get to know them well enough, sometimes somebody'd surprise you and I'd go, oh, I think that guy just lost the credibility. And so it happens. But so I did a very, very heavy filter when trying to make that TV show before putting somebody on. And then the amazing thing is it was filtered for me because it never got to TV. So, you know, like, lo and behold, here we are still sitting on that show.
Yep.
And everybody who we filmed in, like, what, 2012 or something, you know.
It's kind of picking up popularity again.
That, I know, that movie from Angel Studios. Mm-hmm. I still haven't seen it, but I've heard that it did fairly well. I don't know. We'll see. Such is the nature of TV. But I don't know, whenever a name like that pops up who says I had a near-death experience and talks about God, my dog ears perk up a little bit and I pay attention. All right, thanks, Roy. We'll be right back.
The opposite of a butterface with a perfect body. Wiggins America. To it. Wiggins America.
See no more fictionalized. The body of violet grace.
Old Roy back in studio. Thanks for being here, sir.
You betcha.
You had a couple things that I wanted to bring up. One of them is something that I wrote down a long time ago, and this is actually way before like any of the news that we've been talking about the last few weeks. But it's something that I think is a reflection on American life that I would like to get your opinion on.
Okay.
Because I shared this with my wife, and she disagreed. And I said, I still think I'm right, though. Okay. And I need to tell old Roy and have, you know, 5,000 to 10,000 people tell me I'm right, and then I'll bring it back to Katie. I think that what we've seen in American society regarding men, we know how men are looked at in America right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, you know, the official is that you're toxic, and a lot of those masculine qualities, you need to stamp those down. Those are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to become more the modern man. And, you know, if mankind can exist at all, you can maybe exist, but you have to be Metro.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Right.
But I'm looking back over our lifetimes because I'm looking at World War II. I'm like, yeah, we didn't have that problem then. Men were men and we knew what was right and what was wrong. And then I look at, well, what went wrong? And here's where I'm like, I'm telling this to my wife, totally mansplaining, like, here's what's wrong with America. And she's like, Decade by decade, follow me here. Mm-hmm. And you're way older than I am.
Way older.
So you'll have existed in most of these decades. Like, I think you were born in the 20s.
Yeah.
1920s, not the recent 20s. In the 60s and 70s, there was a new morality that started to be preached to not just men, but to the younger generation. That morality was, you've been denying your base instincts. You want to have sex. You want to do these things that that society, Judeo-Christian society, has been telling you to not do. And I think that we as a church kind of messed that up too, by the way. I think the church really missed an opportunity to talk about sex for a very long time and just shunned it. Like, no, talk about that.
Right.
And so the culture stepped in and said, we'll talk about it. We know you want to talk about it. We know you want to do it. And it's not just sex, but you know, a lot of morality that goes along with that. And they said in the 60s and 70s, liberate yourself. It's not that you can't talk about these things. These are planted in you. And there's some truth in that.
Mm-hmm.
These are planted in you. You need to enjoy them. Cast off the old ways and enjoy those base instincts that you have that you're saying you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Agree?
Do I agree that that's what happened?
Yes.
Yes, I do agree.
Okay, thank you. We're on the same page as of now.
But if anybody asks me, I agree with Katie.
Yeah, understood.
Yeah.
So that was, I would say that was, and the line's blurry, but it would have been 60s. Through 70s, 70s, 80s, the message starts to change a little bit because it worked.
Mm-hmm.
That worked. That morality.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Listens to it. Wiggins America.
See no more fictionalized. The body of violet race.
Old Roy back in studio. Thanks for being here, sir.
You betcha.
You had a couple things that I wanted to bring up. One of them is something that I wrote down a long time ago, and this is actually way before like any of the news that we've been talking about the last few weeks. But it's something that I think is a reflection on American life that I would like to get your opinion on.
Okay.
Because I shared this with my wife, and she disagreed. And I said, I still think I'm right, though.
Okay.
And I need to tell old Roy and have, you know, 5,000 to 10,000 people tell me I'm right, and then I'll bring it back to Katie. I think that what we've seen in American society regarding men, we know how men are looked at in America right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, ew. You know, the official is that you're toxic, and a lot of those masculine qualities, you need to stamp those down. Those are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to become more the modern man. And, you know, if mankind can exist at all, you can maybe exist, but you have to be Metro.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Right.
But I'm looking back over our lifetimes because I'm looking at World War II. I'm like, yeah, we didn't have that problem then. Men were men, and we knew what was right and what was wrong. And then I look at, well, what went wrong? And here's where I'm like, I'm telling this to my wife, totally mansplaining, like, here's what's wrong with America. And she's like, Decade by decade, follow me here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're way older than I am.
Way older.
So you'll have existed in most of these decades. Like, I think you were born in the 20s.
Yeah.
1920s, not the recent 20s. In the 60s and 70s, there was a new morality that started to be preached to not just men, but to the younger generation. That morality was, you've been denying your base instincts. You want to have sex. You want to do these things that that society, Judeo-Christian society, has been telling you to not do. And I think that we as a church kind of messed that up too, by the way. I think the church really missed an opportunity to talk about sex for a very long time and just shunned it. Like,
No,
talk about that.
Right.
And so the culture stepped in and said, we'll talk about it. We know you want to talk about it. We know you want to do it. And it's not just sex, but, you know, a lot of morality that goes along with that. And they said in the 60s and 70s, liberate yourself. It's not that you can't talk about these things. These are planted in you. And there's some truth in that.
Mm-hmm.
These are planted in you. You need to enjoy them. Cast off the old ways and enjoy those base instincts that you have that you're saying you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Agree?
Do I agree that that's what happened?
Yes.
Yes, I do agree.
Okay, thank you. We're on the same page as of now.
But if anybody asks me, I agree with Katie.
Yeah, understood.
Yeah.
So that was, I would say that was, and the line's blurry, but it would have been 60s. Through 70s, 70s, 80s, the message starts to change a little bit because it worked.
Mm-hmm.
That worked. That morality like became more common in America. So in the 80s, 90s, maybe even into the 2000s, the message, especially to men and young men, is not just enjoy your base instincts. Don't deny them. Enjoy them. It became you are your base instincts. In fact, You really are just that. Like, you're a grunting kind of just, you know, a food consuming thing. Like, You are those things. Just do it. It doesn't matter. You're nothing more than that. And that's not trying to like belittle you.
Yeah.
But they're trying to make you into just that. Agree or disagree?
Well, that's deep, Ryan.
Yeah.
I don't know. I see what you're saying.
I'm thinking like Seth Rogen movies, for instance. That kind of stuff.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So from a cultural standpoint, it's let's just the common, lowest common denominator.
Play video games all day.
Yeah.
Stay at home.
Yeah.
You don't need to do anything.
I agree that, yes, that also happened. I don't know that they're connected.
Okay.
I think one is the result of the other. So the 60s and 70s that you're talking about, I think was, and there's a lot of people who talk and write about this, but it, sort of that feminization, and not, I mean, not in a negative way. I mean, there's regardless of what's going on in the world now, there's a difference between feminine and masculine from a nature standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And so that there are some who will talk about the birth control issue as being the catalyst for the feminization, because it allowed women a certain freedom that they don't have naturally, and from a biological standpoint. And so that sort of is what the catalyst to start the feminist traction that really took off in that whole liberation of the 60s and 70s. The feminism was a big part of that. And along with the just do what makes you happy idea.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think has happened over the decades in that feminization of culture is and the downplaying of the natural masculine traits, the result is, I think, men have just like, okay, well, fine. I'll suppress the stuff that you're telling me is bad about being a man, and I'll just be happy. I'll just do these things instead of working hard. I'll do what makes me happy. And so I think that, yes, to answer your question, yes, both happened. But I think the second one is more of a reaction to an indirect reaction or a consequence of the first.
Well, I don't disagree with you. In fact, that's kind of the picture that I'm painting here, mm-hmm. is that you have to start with one to get to the next.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just come along and tell people you are your base instincts without first telling them to enjoy those base instincts. Because they've been people have been told to deny them for a long time. And then the liberation movement of the 60s and 70s came along and said, you don't have to deny those things.
Right.
You should enjoy them. And in fact, you should put no boundaries on them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the pendulum swung, but it swung way too far in the other direction.
Yeah.
So, I think we're actually agreeing here. And I'm trying to get you on my side, so we're going to say we're agreeing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because my wife is like, eh. But it goes a step further. So if I'm saying 60s, 70s, you should enjoy those instincts.
Mm-hmm.
80s, 90s, 2000s, you are those instincts. You are nothing more than those things. In fact, let's reduce you just to that. Now, so like let's say right around 2010, this shift would have started, something like that. The lines are blurry, but mm-hmm. we're in a new era now for sure.
Right.
Where it's not just enjoy those base instincts, nor is it you are those base instincts. Now, it's you are those things, men. Yes, you are. And they're evil. So we've cut you down. We've broken you down to just your basic needs. And since that's what you are toxic. You are a toxic individual.
I see the logical progression there.
And you're worthless, basically.
Yeah, but I don't know that was the progression. Because some of those things you're talking about, if you go back to the first one, the 60s and 70s, there were only certain aspects of your nature that you are to lean into for, mm-hmm. you know. There are other things that you are supposed to suppress at the same time. So this idea that the feminine nature is superior because men left to their instincts would be aggressive. And so part of that first thing of enjoying your base characteristics was also being very selective at the time. So that the fact that your masculine traits are now bad, that you're saying was a more recent thing, I think that started at the beginning. It was a selective, these are good because they're more feminine.
Mm-hmm.
These are bad because they're caveman.
Okay.
And so
you're more refined than that.
Which
isn't all evil. It's just a message shift.
I think that the split happened back then. I think how it's manifesting now in the culture is, and I think because I'm so much older than you, I think that a lot of that toxic masculinity stuff started even further back than what you're saying. At the same time, it was elevating the feminine and not
more like refined characteristics
of a man. And more empathetic,
uh-huh.
more compassionate.
Yeah.
All of those traits that are good traits in the feminine side.
And they're good in the masculine side, too.
There needs to be a balance.
Yeah.
That's why there's a balance.
Yeah.
We're different for a reason. And so the casting them in a negative light, I think, started much earlier. I think we are there. So in a sense, I agree with you. But I think the progression is more intertwined. It wasn't a this happened, then this, then that.
Whole point being, I can now take this whole conversation, boil it down to a Roy agreed with me.
Yes.
And take it back to Katie, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Because she's going to be really mad at you. And you're going to have to deal with that.
Well, if it helps, you can tell her that the millions of listeners right now, not one of them has called in to disagree.
Oh, I think we forgot to open the phone lines. It has nothing to do with that. But thank you. Hey, if you want to weigh in on this, I'd love to hear your thoughts because it's something I've been thinking about a lot. At Radio Wiggins on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. Let me know. We'll talk to you and we'll talk to... I would love to tease who's coming next, but I think it's just me. So we'll talk to me next. Stick around.
Wiggins America.
Is a burning thing, and it makes a fire.
Okay, so
rain.
A little update for you if you listen to the show, or maybe you missed that segment. It's okay if you did. We're talking about it in the same segment because we did this right at the end of the show a few weeks ago. I was talking about an area university, and I didn't say which one, that the kids on campus, and we're talking about like entire sports teams that are coming to Jesus. I'm using that phrase literally, not as a metaphor, as people often do. As that segment was airing, Ethan Hannaford, who is you're our producer. You're the closest thing I have to a producer.
Just kind of a little bit of everything.
You're just around.
They just throw me everywhere.
You do our podcast, which yep. I'm very thankful for. You were listening to me talk about that, And when I got done with the segment, you're like, oh, dude, what university were you talking about? Mm-hmm. Well, I never said in that segment because I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to. Because, again, the point of what's happening is that it's not some sort of like media event.
Right. I kind of just totally ignored that part. Yeah. Like, no, just tell me.
You're like, tell me. Well, fine. But the point being, and I think we established this, that they're not seeking publicity. So I feel okay talking about it because it's a lot of people. You know, this is a cool thing that's happening. And I want to share that. It's at McKendree University in Illinois. And you said, oh, okay, because you thought I was talking about a different university mm-hmm. where you're like, hey, the same thing's happening. And I'm like, dude, we got to talk about it then. So what university were you thinking I was talking about?
Yeah, so when we originally brought it up, I was like, oh, man, is it Lindenwood? It has to be Lindenwood, right? And so I was actually even more excited when you mentioned that it wasn't because I... you know, have known about what has been happening on their campus now for a while. And then to hear that it was going on somewhere else was honestly even cooler.
Yeah. And I was happy the same in the same direction. You're like, oh, we're not talking about the same place. God's on the move. So what is he, you know, kind of like a broad overview of what's happening on the campus of Lindenwood.
Right. So I'm not entirely sure what McKendree's revival has looked like specifically
timeline-wise. I don't either, to be honest with you.
But what I will say is that it has been cool over the last couple of years to see Lindenwood's revival slowly continue to grow. I started my time at Lindenwood. I spent my junior and senior years at Lindenwood, which that would have been the fall of 2021. I was an RA in one of the freshman dorms.
Okay.
Lindenwood is... how do I say this? 75% of the students that live on campus are athletes at Lindenwood.
Oh.
So a very large number of students there are student athletes. So you're constantly around, you know, football players, basketball players,
baseball,
hockey.
Because you were
hockey,
on campus because you're an RA. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're constantly seeing these kids. And obviously, you know, college freshmen are some of the, I mean, talk about an opportunity to just share so much influence with kids because they're starting to just figure out who they are and what they believe and they're on their own for the first time. So
look, that's the reason why campuses have become indoctrination centers.
Totally.
Is because you have pliable minds and they're like, oh, have you considered this? Have you considered all these crazy theories? Get away from the original ones. And now people are like, I feel pretty lost. Like, this is pretty dark. And so now we're seeing some amazing things that, again, I don't necessarily have any personal connection to, but I just keep hearing, so I love hearing about them.
Yeah, absolutely. And so a couple of years ago then, it started really just hearing about, or I wouldn't say hearing, I would say being a part of more so being able to encourage and push these kids and share the gospel with them. And it wasn't long before I started getting involved as a broadcasting major with the Lindenwood football team. I started traveling with the team and was able to start witnessing just the atmosphere that the coaching staff had built around that team. A lot of their the foundations and principles that they were built upon. The head coach there, Jed Stugart, not afraid to hide anything.
That's awesome.
And it wasn't long before it was very clear that the team, and like I said, I started broadcasting a portion into the year, so it wasn't like I had seen this and knew this going in. It wasn't long before I was able to recognize, oh, wow, this team is bought in on this. This is actually really cool. Just the love that these guys had for each other. And it was built upon something greater. So I was able to witness that a little bit from a distance, but also in a unique way to where I was a broadcaster. I was a part of some of those behind-the-scenes team meetings and things like that. And that's where it all started. And then, so I attend a church not too far from Lindenwood, Matthias Lott Church, and their pastor started getting involved with a lot of these guys on the side, from guys that go to their church, and he started a Bible study with some of the athletes, some of the football players on the team. They call it the Foxhole, and now there are, last time I checked, up to 40 or 50 every week football players that meet at this pastor's house. Bible studies that are being led by this pastor together with players. Guys have been saved. I mean, it has been so cool over the last couple of years to see it grow from, we're at six or seven to now it just continues to grow. And now it's a third of the team.
Man, it's that's great. I mean, people are hungry. I love what you said about the coach just not caring, because that's what it takes now. There's been a long time, I think, in my lifetime where people were like, you know what? It's my faith, but I don't want to tread on anybody else. That's totally fine and respectful, but the nature of the faith is that you're supposed to talk to people about it. And it doesn't mean you have to force anybody to do anything. It just means that being bold is basically central to being a Christian.
Absolutely. And I will say this, and you talk about the nature of the faith, the point of the faith, right, is to love. And they break down every single huddle, every single practice, Coach Stugart saying, what is our job as coaches? And the players say, to love us. And then he says, what is your job as players? And they say, to love each other.
Man, that's
so
neat.
Everything is built around that principle that Christianity is built upon. So that's one of the really cool things I've been able to witness. It's not only the football team. I was just able to talk to a couple of the girls that did live in my hall when I was an RA, and just catching up with them. How are things going on the softball team? Same exact thing.
Oh,
girls are getting saved. There's been total revival. I've been told about Bible studies now that are going on, being led by players on teams, going on with the baseball team. I believe it was, I want to say soccer, women's lacrosse. There's multiple sports where there is just clear movement of people stepping up into leadership, players on teams stepping up. And it's just been so encouraging to hear and, one, be able to witness some of that. Like I said, this is stretched out for a few years now, where I've seen some of it continue to grow and some of it's a little bit newer. But also knowing that, well, my time at Lindenwood as a student is now done. But knowing that things are continuing to move has been really cool.
Yeah, because anytime I hear the word revival, I'm always a little nervous that it's like a flash in the pan type of thing. I like seeing things go, you know, discipleship is not quick. You know, it takes a long time. And what are you, about 24, 5?
23.
23. Okay, so I'm not quite double your age, but I'm in my early 40s.
Okay.
So when I was in college, I also became a Christian in college, but I was at SIU Carbondale. Mm-hmm. And I remember the pastor of that church at the time, who was not quite double my age at that moment, saying that when he was in college, which would have been like the late 70s, everybody had a pretty good understanding of Christian doctrine, even if they weren't Christians.
Right.
And this is a cultural thing that he's saying had shifted by the time I was in the early 2000s there. He said at that point, he said it was not so, that most people at that point really didn't have a strong understanding of what Christianity was.
Right.
So I'm curious to ask you at this point, now, you know, 20 years later, mm-hmm. roughly, when people are introduced to this concept of Christianity, of who Jesus is, what did he do? I mean, just the basics. Is it brand new information to a lot of people at this point?
I think that more than anything, what is brand new, and I think that people just have their built-up connotations as to what Christianity is.
Sure.
And And like we mentioned, when you start college, you're on your own, probably for the first time in your life. You're starting off something new. Your identity is no longer really built into what your parents made it. It's starting to figure out who you are. And I think that, you know, once you get, at least, you know, for some people, it's sooner than others. But I think everyone at some point has a little bit of like, what is life now? You know, I think so much of the buildup and the excitement for a lot of today's culture is, oh, college, I'm on my own, I'm going to go party, I'm going to go live my life, I'm going to have a good time. And then I've seen it to where people have that reaction of, this isn't everything that I thought it was going
to
be.
That's interesting. It's almost like you get into the burnout phase quicker. Because when I was in school, and maybe even before, I remember people thinking, oh, I'd already tried the religion stuff when I was littler or when I was in high school. Now, this is my chance to do all that.
Right.
And it was like, it took a while, though, for all of that, like, kind of nuts, hedonistic living to catch up with you. It was like it took years before you saw the consequences. It almost sounds like what you're saying is they're realizing the consequences quicker.
Sure.
Now.
I think, yeah, I think that I would agree with that. I think that the big part of that is that when you're growing up in the faith, not that it's always like this, but a lot of it, at least for me growing up, was I'm going to go to church first and foremost because my parents go to church and I'm going to go with them. It was just, it wasn't up for argument or conversation. So when you have the choice and you're actually who is Jesus brought up to you and what he actually did for you, when that question is brought up, when people finally, I think it clicks for them and seeing like, wow, like this is a broken, darkened world, or I've done like broken, messed up things, saying like, is there more to life than partying and
that's,
doing
what I'm
doing?
That's where you ask those questions.
Right. Yeah. And I think that that's where those things click. And that's where I've seen it click. So I think more so than anything, it's people not being able to truly grasp how much they need a savior, and recognize that what Jesus really is. Because so much growing up, and even like you said, that, you know, the world is connotated is that, oh, Christians are...
And it's just rules.
This,
it's just rules,
right,
rules, rules.
And there's just, they come from a, I'm a greater than you, I'm yeah. better than you, or I'm holier than you. And that's not what it is at all. And so I think more than anything, it's saying, hey, this is truly what this is. Like, and blocking out all that outside noise, or, you know, straightening things up, I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, the message is so simple when it gets down to it, that this guy did this for you because he loves you.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, very basic. And I mean, it does my heart good. It's one of the reasons I said, hey, you got to come in and talk about this. It's because we talk about so much negative. I mean, part of our job is basically to point at things and complain, you know, like that's part of what we're supposed to do. And part of that is salt. It's not light. It's salt. You're throwing salt on things and going, no, we can't go there. We can't do this. But that means we also need light. You know, we've got to talk about the good stuff that's happening too. So I just appreciate you being willing to come in and talk about this. Zipper Zeppa was on a couple weeks ago. He's doing some really cool stuff. And I said the same thing to him. I said, when the world gets darker and darker, the light...
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery
Okay, so
ring.
A little update for you if you listen to the show, or maybe you missed that segment. It's okay if you did. We're talking about it in the same segment. We did this right at the end of the show a few weeks ago. I was talking about an area university, and I didn't say which one, that the kids on campus, and we're talking about like entire sports teams that are coming to Jesus. I'm using that phrase literally, not as a metaphor, as people often do. As that segment was airing, Ethan Hannaford, who is our producer. You're the closest thing I have to a producer.
Just kind of a little bit of everything.
You're just around.
They just throw me everywhere.
You do our podcast, which yep. I'm very thankful for. You were listening to me talk about that. And when I got done with the segment, you're like, oh, dude, what university were you talking about? Mm-hmm. Well, I never said in that segment because I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to. Because, again, the point of what's happening is that it's not some sort of like media event.
Right. I kind of just totally ignored that part. Yeah. Like, no, just tell me.
You're like, tell me. Well, fine. But the point being, and I think we established this, that they're not seeking publicity. So I feel okay talking about it because it's a lot of people. You know, this is a cool thing that's happening. And I want to share that. It's at McKendree University in Illinois. And you said, oh, okay, because you thought I was talking about a different university mm-hmm. where you're like, hey, the same thing's happening. And I'm like, dude, we got to talk about it then. So what university were you thinking I was talking about?
Yeah, so when we originally brought it up, I was like, oh, man, is it Lindenwood? It has to be Lindenwood, right? And so I was actually even more excited when you mentioned that it wasn't, because I... you know, have known about what has been happening on their campus now for a while. And then to hear that it was going on somewhere else was honestly even cooler.
Yeah. And I was happy in the same direction. You're yeah. like, oh, we're not talking about the same place. God's on the move. So what is he, you know, kind of like a broad overview of sure. what's happening on the campus of Lindenwood.
Right. So I'm not entirely sure what McKendree's revival has looked like specifically
timeline-wise. I don't either, to be honest with you.
But what I will say is that it has been cool over the last couple of years to see Lindenwood's revival slowly continue to grow. I started my time at Lindenwood. I spent my junior and senior years at Lindenwood, which that would have been the fall of 2021. I was an RA in one of the freshman dorms.
Okay.
Lindenwood is... On, how do I say this? 75% of the students that live on campus are athletes at Lindenwood.
Oh.
So a very large number of students there are student athletes. So you're constantly around, you know, football players, basketball players, baseball,
hockey. Because you were on campus because you're in RA.
Yeah, so you're constantly seeing these kids. And obviously, you know, college freshmen are some of the, I mean, talk about an opportunity to just share so much influence with kids because they're starting to just figure out who they are and what they believe, and they're on their own for the first time. So
look, that's the reason why campuses have become indoctrination centers.
Totally.
Is because you have pliable minds, and they're like, oh, have you considered this? Have you considered all these crazy theories? Get away from the original ones. And now people are like, I feel pretty lost. Like, this is pretty dark. And so now we're seeing some amazing things that, again, I don't necessarily have any personal connection to, but I just keep hearing, so I love hearing about them.
Yeah, absolutely. And so a couple of years ago then, it started really just hearing about, or I wouldn't say hearing, I would say being a part of more so being able to encourage and push these kids and share the gospel with them. And it wasn't long before I started getting involved as a broadcasting major with the Lindenwood football team. I started traveling with the team and was able to start witnessing just the atmosphere that the coaching staff had built around that team. A lot of their the foundations and principles that they were built upon. The head coach there, Jed Stugart, not afraid to hide anything.
That's awesome.
And it wasn't long before it was very clear that the team, and like I said, I started broadcasting a portion into the year, so it wasn't like I had seen this and knew this going in. It wasn't long before I was able to recognize, oh wow, this team is bought in on this. This is actually really cool. Just the love that these guys had for each other. And it was built upon something greater. So I was able to witness that a little bit from a distance, but also in a unique way to where I was a broadcaster. I was a part of some of those behind-the-scenes team meetings and things like that. And that's where it all started. And then, so I attend a church not too far from Lindenwood, Matthias Lott Church, and their pastor started getting involved with a lot of these guys on the side, from guys that go to their church, and he started a Bible study with some of the athletes, some of the football players on the team. They call it the Foxhole, and now there are, last time I checked, up to 40 or 50 every week football players that meet at this pastor's house. Bible studies that are being led by this pastor together with players. Guys have been saved. I mean, it has been so cool over the last couple of years to see it grow from, yeah, we're at six or seven, to now it just continues to grow. And now it's a third of the team.
Man, that's great. I mean, people are hungry. I love what you said about the coach just not caring, because that's what it takes now. There's been a long time, I think in my lifetime, where people were like, you know what, it's my faith, but I don't want to tread on anybody else. That's totally fine and respectful, but the nature of the faith is that you're supposed to talk to people about it. And it doesn't mean you have to force anybody to do anything. It just means that being bold is basically central to being a Christian.
Absolutely. And I will say this, and you talk about the nature of the faith, the point of the faith, right, is to love. And they break down every single huddle, every single practice, Coach Stugart saying, what is our job as coaches? And the players say, to love us. And then he says, what is your job as players? And they say, to love each other.
Man, that's
so
neat.
Everything is built around that principle that Christianity is built upon. So that's one of the really cool things I've been able to witness. It's not only the football team. I was just able to talk to a couple of the girls that did live in my hall when I was an RA, and just catching up with them. How are things going on the softball team? Same exact thing.
Oh,
girls are getting saved. There's been total revival. I've been told about Bible studies now that are going on, being led by players on teams, going on with the baseball team. I believe it was, I want to say soccer, or women's lacrosse. There's multiple sports where there is just clear movement of people stepping up into leadership, players on teams stepping up And it's just been so encouraging to hear and, one, be able to witness some of that. Like I said, this has stretched out for a few years now where I've seen some of it continue to grow and some of it's a little bit newer. But also knowing that, well, my time at Lindenwood as a student is now done. But knowing that things are continuing to move has been really cool.
Yeah, because anytime I hear the word revival, I'm always a little nervous that it's like a flash in the pan type of thing. I like seeing things go, you know, discipleship is not quick. You know, it takes a long time. And what are you, about 24, 5?
23.
23. Okay, so I'm not quite double your age, but I'm in my early 40s.
Okay.
So when I was in college, I also became a Christian in college, but I was at SIU Carbondale. Mm-hmm. And I remember the pastor of that church at the time, who was not quite double my age at that moment, saying that when he was in college, which would have been like the late 70s, everybody had a pretty good understanding of Christian doctrine, even if they weren't Christians.
Right.
And this is a cultural thing that he's saying had shifted by the time I was in the early 2000s there. He said at that point, he said it was not so, that most people at that point really didn't have a strong understanding of what Christianity was.
Right.
So I'm curious to ask you at this point, now, you know, 20 years later, mm-hmm. roughly, when people are introduced to this concept of Christianity, of who Jesus is, what did he do? I mean, just the basics. Is it brand new information to a lot of people at this point?
I think that more than anything, what is brand new, and I think that people just have their built-up connotations as to what Christianity is.
Sure.
And and like we mentioned, when you start college, you're on your own, probably for the first time in your life. You're starting off something new. Your identity is no longer really built into what your parents made it. It's starting to figure out who you are. And I think that, you know, once you get, at least, you know, for some people, it's sooner than others. But I think everyone at some point has a little bit of like, what is life now? You know, I think so much of the buildup and the excitement for a lot of today's culture is, oh, college, I'm on my own, I'm going to go party, I'm going to go live my life, I'm going to have a good time. And then I've seen it to where people have that reaction of, this isn't everything that I thought it was going
to
be.
That's interesting. It's almost like, it's like you get into the burnout phase quicker. Because when I was in school, and maybe even before, I remember people thinking, oh, I'd already tried the religion stuff when I was littler or when I was in high school. Now, this is my chance to do all that.
Right.
And it was like, it took a while, though, for all of that, like, kind of nuts, hedonistic living to catch up with you. It was like it took years before you saw the consequences. It almost sounds like what you're saying is they're realizing the consequences quicker.
Sure.
Now.
I think, yeah, I think that I would agree with that. I think that the big part of that is that when you're growing up in the faith, not that it's always like this, but a lot of it, at least for me growing up, was I'm going to go to church first and foremost because my parents go to church and I'm going to go with them. It was just, it wasn't up for argument or conversation. So when you have the choice and you're actually, who is Jesus brought up to you and what he actually did for you, when that question is brought up, when people finally, I think it clicks for them and seeing like, wow, like this is a broken, darkened world, or I've done like broken, messed up things, saying like, is there more to life than partying and doing what I'm doing?
That's where you ask those questions.
Right. Yeah. And I think that that's where those things click. And that's where I've seen it click. So I think more so than anything, it's people not being able to truly grasp how much they need a savior and recognize that what Jesus really is. Because so much growing up, and even like you said, that, you know, the world is connotated is that, oh, Christians are...
And it's just rules.
This,
it's just rules,
right,
rules, rules.
Rules, and there's just, they come from a, I'm a greater than you, I'm better than you, or I'm holier than you. And that's not what it is at all. And so I think more than anything, it's saying, hey, this is truly what this is. Like, and blocking out all that outside noise, or, you know, straightening things up, I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, the message is so simple when it gets down to it, that this guy did this for you because he loves you.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, very basic. And I mean, it does my heart good. It's one of the reasons I said, hey, you got to come in and talk about this. It's because we talk about so much negative. I mean, part of our job is basically to point at things and complain. You know, like that's part of what we're supposed to do. And part of that is salt. It's not light. It's salt. You're throwing salt on things and going, no, we can't go there. We can't do this. But that means we also need light, you know? We've got to talk about the good stuff that's happening, too. So I just appreciate you being willing to come in and talk about this. Zipper Zeppa was on a couple weeks ago. He's doing some really cool stuff. And I said the same thing to him. I said, when the world gets darker and darker, the light really doesn't even need to shine brighter. It just looks brighter.
Yeah, totally.
It's the same as it was, but the world is just that much darker. And I think that's where we are. And so that light, that little bit of light, man, you may not have, you feel like you have much of it, but you're shining brighter than you ever have simply because of your surroundings. Mm. So, Ethan, I just appreciate it. Thanks for coming in here right at the end of the show. I wanted to kind of update on that. It was close to a month ago now, but I appreciate you making some time.
Thanks for squeezing me in.
Yeah, this is Wiggins America. Of course, you can always get the podcast by typing in Wiggins America. I always say wherever you get your podcast, but really, you can just type in Wiggins America in a search engine, and it'll come up. It's really that easy. So check it out. We'll see you next week.
The ring of fire, the taste of love is sweet. When hearts like ours meet, I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild.
Wiggins, America.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.